Hi, my name is Christian Garcia, pastor of Trinity Reformed Presbyterian Church in Montrose, Colorado. And today we have a question about angels. And it reads as follows. Do angels have souls? If Satan and demons are fallen, is that different than sinning? If they have souls, do they need to be saved? If they need to be saved, how are they saved? These questions are very interesting, and I will try to address them in order. First, when we use the word soul, we need to understand that we are referring to what the Bible commonly calls spirit. The Bible in many places uses the word soul or spirit interchangeably. Although I would like to run through all the examples in the scriptures of this use, sadly we don't have the time or space here to do that. For our purposes, it is enough to affirm that in the case of man, he made it, that is, God made us with two parts, body and soul. Contrary to us, angels are spiritual beings. That is to say that they are soulish beings. They don't have a body like us. God made them different. He made them spiritual beings only. Also, angels were not made after the image of God. It is only humanity that was made after the image of God. Those details are very important. Humanity was given a physical place to dwell in, whereas angels are ministering spirits that serve God in the spiritual realm, and some of them indeed serve before His throne in the heavenly places. In fact, Isaiah 6, Ezekiel 1, and the book of Revelation speak about angels performing the orders of God, not to mention the book of Daniel as well. And here's where the answer to question number 2 kicks in. Adam and Eve were created in such a way that change was possible in them. Already in the narrative of Genesis 1 and 2, we see the establishment of the covenant of works and two possible outcomes. Adam could have obtained perfect glory as a result of that, or Adam could have sinned and bring misery to himself and his posterity. If the former, then Adam would have advanced from the state of innocence that he was created in to a state of glorification and perfection, and all his posterity with him. This means that in the garden, Adam's nature was capable of improvement and advance. Not so with angels. Angels were created in such a way that change in the sense of development, improvement, was not possible for them. Their number does not increase, nor can they reproduce like human beings. They cannot grow in knowledge or understanding. All of this means that there is something set in place in their nature that doesn't improve. However, they were made mutable or changeable in the sense that they were capable of sinning against God. And their sin consisted in abandoning their dwelling place in bliss of the presence of God, as seems to be hinted by a passage like Jude 6. So angels fell from the state of perfection, in which the only change they could have made was to continue obeying God or disobeying God. Angels, moreover, saw God and saw spiritual realities more perfectly than Adam and Eve. And yet, some of them, as I have already said, chose to fall into sin and despise God's rule over them. In this way, they became followers of Satan. The fall of angels, in other words, consists on abandoning their service that they owe to God in order to serve themselves, or seeking to be like God. There are some passages in the scriptures that seem to imply such reading. So God created them good, capable of falling, and some of them decided to fall. Now, third, by saying that they are spirits or soulish beings, we simply are affirming that that is their nature. They are spirits. And so we affirm how they were created. But it doesn't follow that they need to be saved. The Bible speaks of the covenant of grace made only with human beings. Jesus became incarnate and died for the sins of the world, not for the sins of angels. Therefore, it seems safe to affirm that fallen angels have fallen forever and that no redemption is possible for angels. In fact, the book of Revelation shows Satan, his minions, with all his followers, being thrown into the lake of fire at the end of the age. Which means that God will not spare Satan, his angels, and his followers in the last judgment. But this is as much as we can say. Scriptures are not entirely clear regarding the why they fell, or when they fell, or many other questions that we may have. Therefore, it is better for us to leave it to God's wisdom rather than trying to speculate about it. I hope you found this answer helpful. Thank you for sending it my way. And please, don't forget to continue sending me your questions to trinityreformedmondrose@gmail.com. Again, that is trinityreformedmondrose@gmail.com. Until the next time, blessings in Christ.